The national tour of the musical Once is now playing at Proctor's in Schenectady. Winner of 8 2012 Tony Awards, including a Best Musical and the 2013 Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. Based on the movie of the same name, Once is an original Broadway experience featuring an impressive ensemble of actor musicians who play their own instruments on stage. Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. And then a great story pursues. We welcome Sam Seary and Mackenzie Lesser-Roy, who are with us this morning from the cast of Once, and they'll be performing for us as well. And it is a great pleasure to have Sam and Mackenzie here. Thank you very much for being with us.
What's going on, dude?
Very nice to have you on the program. How are you liking Schenectady?
It's awesome.
I think we really love it here. It's a really nice change from some other cities we've been to.
It's close to home, which is nice, so you can invite all the friends and family up.
New York is home, I assume.
New York is home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For both of us.
So how long have you been on this particular tour?
This tour has been going on since beginning of January, so we're coming up on our last and final sixth month of this tour.
And is that nice? I mean, that's a good time to be out on the road?
Yeah. I mean, the winter parts of it were...
challenging.
That's a good way to put it.
It's exhausting but extremely rewarding. You learn so much and you make so many fantastic friends, and it's really become a family.
Yeah.
Of that family, how many people are roughly on stage? You have a whole crew up there.
Yes, we have it's about 12 people on stage at one time.
But the show, and not to, you know, slight the others in any way, but the show is about you two.
It focuses on guy and girl.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely about our relationship and how we feed off of each other.
But I mean, that whole thing affects, and how that affects everyone else, though.
Right.
You know.
And also,
stage.
We wouldn't be here without every single other person on
stage.
Well,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that the other day on how, like, everyone, if one person was not on stage, the entire show would fall apart.
Just screw everything up.
There'd be something, because everyone moves the set, everyone plays different parts of the song, so it would fall apart without everyone.
So let's talk a little bit about your background here, Mackenzie. How did you come to this particular show?
This show, I've been in love with this show since I was in high school. When I saw it in New York, I was about 16, and ever since then, I've wanted to be a part of the show. The end of last summer, I saw that there were auditions, and I kind of went in on a whim, and callbacks kept happening, and I got the job. It was kind of a dream. I was in school at the time, and so I left to do this tour, and I couldn't be happier that I did that. It was a hard decision, but I'm extremely happy that I did it.
So let me get this right. So you get out of school, and then you just go on this tour then, pretty
mm-hmm.
much.
Yeah, I left at Thanksgiving break.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Most kids getting out of school want that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a dream. A lot of my friends are a little jealous, but they're also extremely happy for me, because we all want this for each other.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And so, Sam, let's talk about your story. How did you come to this
program? I was, before this, I was working on a cruise ship. I was doing a show called Rock of Ages.
On the cruise ship?
On the cruise ship, yeah.
Well, what is that like?
It's fun for about 3 months. And then 3 months after that, you realize that the ship somehow gets smaller and smaller every week. And it was, there were some sobering moments, because I'd get off the ship in New York every week. We'd port in New York for a couple hours. And then I'd be like, oh, I don't want to go. And my friends would just look at me and go, dude, you're going to Bermuda this week. Come on, man. I'm like, I don't want to go to Bermuda. I don't want to go to paradise.
So I'm sorry, but this fascinates me, Sam. So you're on a boat. Mm-hmm. And how many times do you do the show in an average
four
sailing?
Four times a week. It's not a lot. But that's a bad thing.
And that's all you do? Like, they don't have you waiting tables in the meantime?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
great.
I thought that was going to be the thing. I was like, am I going to have to, like, steer the ship? Because that's a bad idea. I'll get us really lost.
So they just let you be the performer.
Yeah,
on
you
stage.
Just be the performer, but then you perform 2 days out of the week, because we do two shows. So 2 days out of the week, the rest of the week, you have nothing to do. You have nowhere to, because you're on the ship, you've already done all the slides, you know.
Yeah.
And they still are fun, but you want to do something else, and then you're just in this tiny little cabin, and you know the hallways go like this. When you hit a store, they swift side
rock
to side.
Right,
yeah,
it's but a dream life.
It was an odd life. But
so how'd you get off the boat and into a more stable? Not that what you're doing now is
well,
exactly
stable. I mean, funny
stable,
enough, the boat was very stable compared to where I was before. That was like my first theater thing. So that was my first show.
Yeah.
And then I was on the ship and I was talking to my agent. I was like, what are we going to do next? And they go, what do you want to do? And I don't know anything about theater. So I loved the movie, never saw the show, but I was like, if it's anything like the movie, once would be great, because that movie means a lot to me. And they were like, well, I don't think they're going to be doing anything with it. They're still on tour. 2 weeks later, they give me a call and they're like, you are so lucky. You are such a lucky person, because they're doing a tour again and they're casting again. So
it's not on a boat.
Yeah, it's not on a boat. You're gonna love this. So I sent up. There's just a bunch of audition tapes of me in different parts of the boat auditioning for this. And then when they called me, they're like, he has to be in New York. I was in Bermuda, and I had to take like a 5 a.m. flight out of Bermuda, go straight from the airport in New York to the audition, and I completely botched it. I did an audition, and my fingers just didn't work on the guitar because I was so tired.
Yeah.
And as I was leaving, Martin Lowe, the music director, he comes out and he goes, "You're so close. Go home, sleep, look at the music, come back tomorrow." So they let me come back, and it worked out well.
You got it. Yeah. That's great. Absolutely. It's Once. It's playing at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. This is a Tony Award-winning show. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. And for, as you were saying, that the movie is loved by so many of us. It's just a beautiful, gorgeous film. And, of course, the big song is Falling Slowly. And it's gorgeous. Did that win an Oscar? Am I right on that? Did that win an Oscar?
Yes,
I think it did.
Yes, it did.
So an Oscar-winning song.
Yeah, and it's their acceptance speech is adorable. If you ever have the time, go watch it. Marquetta didn't get to say thank you, so they let her come back later in the Oscars to say thank you.
Oh,
so
that's
great. It was really cute.
Yeah. So that is the first song you're going to perform for us, and it comes early in the show, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song. So I will let you two go at it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your suffered enough. And what of yourself? It's time that you
That was our eight people here.
Everybody,
please come in, enjoy.
Everybody, clap.
Yes, everybody, clap. Sam Siri and Mackenzie Lesser Roy performing for us from Once the Musical, which is now playing at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. And that was beautiful. Just absolutely gorgeous. Very, very nice. The way the show goes is that the guy is a busker. He's from Dublin, and he meets this Czech girl who says, "Oh, you know, you're pretty good. This is great.
Abruptly,
I think you can."
She says it abruptly.
Yes,
just out of nowhere,
with all kinds of probing questions, very in your face. It's great stuff.
Are you enjoying your life right now?
Yep.
So she has great confidence in you and what you're able to do. And so she arranges, there's this bank meeting arranged, and then you have to go to the bank guy and prove to get a loan and to prove yourself.
Yes. I have to. She kind of out of nowhere goes, "All right, so you can do this." And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And she goes, "Okay, cool. I already booked a studio." And I'm like, okay. She's like, "It's like $2,000. So I have no idea where to get it." And she knows the bank lady. So we go to this interesting bank lady and who does not want to give us the loan or anything. And the girl delivers this amazing, mind-blowing speech about being Irish. And
yeah, she works her magic on her.
She just like sprinkles pixie dust. And when that doesn't work, she just throws the guy up and goes, "Come on, do it."
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to throw the guy up and say, "Hey, do it." And we will, this song is Say It To Me Now and comes in the first act of the show and pretty much exactly where we, what we just described. Oh, he found a pick. All right, great.
Scratching at the surface now. trying hard to work it out. So much has gone misunderstood. This mystery only leads to doubt. And I'm looking for a sign. And this a dark, uneasy time. So if you have something to say, you better say it now. I'm picking up a message, Lord, and I'm closer than I've ever been before. So if you have something to say, say it to me now. Just say it to me now.
Great. You So that was great. So did you break two strings?
Or one string? I broke a string, but then it the second that breaks, the whole thing goes
kaflooey.
Yeah.
Right.
But actually happens in the show a lot too.
Oh, I was gonna ask you. I would think things like that would happen, right? Sure.
Mm-hmm. It happens a lot, especially during that song.
Because it's so intense.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
All right. Well,
one time it's like, dude, just keep it together.
No, it'll be fine. Don't worry. It's still, you're still very successful. You won't end up back on a boat. Don't worry.
So
I really, I doubt that. That's not true. Okay. So then we'll let him get fixed up, and then we'll get to you. So your song then comes in the second act. Mm-hmm. And so finally the recording session comes to be, and they have recorded, they've done their thing, and you think you're alone and you sing this beautiful song, and it's a chance you really give your feelings as to about the guy.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the only times she really lets loose, and she kind of shows how she feels, and she thinks she's alone, but he actually comes into the room, and he hears how she's feeling, and...
It's called The Hill, and we'll turn it over to you. Thank you. It's Mackenzie Lesser Roy.
Walking up the hill tonight when you have closed your eyes. I wish I didn't have to make all those mistakes and be wise. Please try to be patient. You know that I'm still learning. I'm sorry that you have to see the strength inside me burning. Trying. I'm on my knees in front of him, but he doesn't seem to see me. With all his troubles on his mind, he's looking right through me. And I'm letting myself down beside this fire in you. And I wish that you could see I have my troubles too.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Mackenzie Lesser Roy performing The Hill from Once, now playing at Proctor's in Schenectady, the national tour of Once. And I saw the show on Broadway and I absolutely loved it, and not just because there's a bar on stage. Is that it?
That is a perk.
That is nice. Mm-hmm. I assume you guys can't partake in that, but
definitely not.
I don't know. Maybe I
don't know. There's some shows where we want to. It's like intermission comes around and we're like, can we just go up there?
Well, we always pass by the bottles of wine at intermission. Yeah. It's always like,
back to the dressing room. Yeah. Take that. Sounds good.
Yeah, there's definitely been shows where no one knows that there's a bar in the beginning and they see that, and then intermission, you totally can tell people were like, oh, wait, there's a bar up there, because it's at intermission, too. So after intermission, everyone's like, this show is really good. This is a really good show.
They laugh a little harder.
Yeah, sure, that's good. Yeah, well, lube them up. So you can hear the Czech accent in doing, mm-hmm. Is it hard to sing when you're...
It's really just second nature now. I think
that's
it
great.
Is for a lot of us, too. I'm lucky because Czech accent has kind of been like, I've been doing it for years. So when I came into the show, it wasn't super difficult.
Wasn't that hard?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But I'm terrible at an Irish accent, so it's very good that I'm not
so
playing.
So good. It's so good.
He knows it's
you
so bad.
You have your Dublin accent.
Yes. Yeah. Dublin
are
accent.
Are those stage tattoos or are those real?
These are my tattoos.
Okay,
these
good.
These are my tattoos.
And then they let you keep them. That's good.
Yeah, they, when we first were doing the costumes and stuff, I was like,
them.
I should put this
down.
They're like, no, totally, he has tattoos. And I have one on my chest, too, that I got during this tour from the show.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it's.
All right, well.
It's not going to translate, but it says scratching at the surface now.
Yeah, it's your little secret.
If anyone wants to know.
Sam showing listening. Us, but it doesn't really matter because it's radio, but he's got a tattoo on his chest. Once is now at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. You can find out more by going to proctors.org. Sam Siri and Mackenzie Lesser Roy, thanks so much for coming in. You guys are great. And
you
performed together beautifully. So.
Thank you very much.
Have a great remainder of the run. Thank you very much.
Thank
Again,
you very
playing
much.
At Proctor's through Sunday. Find out more by going to proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.